Before it can go to the White House, where we hear there's a veto threat raising new questions.
Fox's Cliff Jenkins, that veto threat aimed at a $4.5 billion House bill meant to improve the treatment of migrant families. This is Fox News.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through Tuesday morning, and traffic is building up pretty quickly out there on the boulevard. Be careful. There's lots of cars around you. Watch yourself around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any problems for you. We are up at a speed limit ride both on I-65 and I-85, and the 31s are all running clear this morning. Be careful as you head on into work. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary. Text your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The search for new police and fire chiefs is now underway in Selma. City council members will vote on an interim police chief tonight. The council is also creating two search committees to help find permanent chiefs. A newly filed lawsuit says an elderly woman suffered a heat stroke after being left in a van at an assisted living facility. The alleged incident happened at Elmcroft of Halcyon. The woman was taken to the hospital and she's currently in the ICU. The facility has not responded to a request for comment. And there's a new mural in the city of Troy. The downtown mural pays tribute to the people and places that helped lay the foundation for the city. Troy University graduate Alex McClendon was chosen as the artist for the project. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
With my mic on, if you walk outside this morning and it seems slightly more tolerable, you're absolutely correct. Acceptable? No, not acceptable. I said slightly more tolerable. Good bit of sunshine today. Still hot, but I think probably we'll stay on the heat index, maybe below 100. I mean, maybe 99. That would be nice. Today's actual high, 93. So not too far from normal, with a risk of some widely scattered random storms. And tonight's low, as the storms fade out later, would be down to about 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, high in the low to mid-90s, more spotty random, mainly afternoon and evening storms. And the rain chances do get a little bit better towards the upcoming weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. With more storms on the radar, some towns will still get missed, but there'll be more storms to go around. Highs in the low 90s. Right now this morning, partly cloudy skies. The dew point is 70. And while that's awful, and it really is, it's better than 78 and 79 the other day. Wow. The winds are calm. Partly cloudy skies, 706.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
MPB stands for Montgomery Paint and Body, and you probably know that a lot of people who work here, some of which in this room, have used Montgomery Paint and Body and are very, very happy customers. I am, and I have used them and used them and used them and used them and used them over 30 years. Why do I keep going back? It's because of their attention to detail. I mean, some body companies say, well, you know, we can get by, we can cut a corner here, we'll take care of this damage you can see, but we'll probably not do anything behind this. No, it's not that way at Montgomery Paint and Body. Donnie Turner and Brandon Turner and the entire crew over there, it's the attention to detail. They're meticulous about fixing even the hidden damage, you know, behind that panel and under that chassis and, you know, behind that bumper. So that's why people keep going by. And that's why the insurance companies always say to me, yeah, no problem, definitely bring it by Montgomery Paint and Body. Their phone number is 27REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. And when you get that phone call that your car is ready, a big silly grin comes on this face because I know it's not only fixed right, it is also detailed like it just came off the showroom floor. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe, maybe better.
All right, got a few minutes here before we do our...
I must share this.
Yeah, and I wanted to hear about your bride story. Either she scammed her bridesmaids?
Yes. First of all, there's like... wedding shaming groups on Facebook.
Really?
What
do
they do? What? Yeah.
So do they, I mean, is it, do the people know they're getting shamed?
I have no idea. I would imagine that it's, you know. It's
how did you stumble across it?
Well, I remember this story kind of jogged my memory. A couple of months ago, there was that story about the lady who was shaming the ring that her fiance had picked out for her. She found it in the bedside table or whatever, and he was going to propose to her. And when she found it, she like posted a picture of it to the group and was like, this is just awful. You know, because it wasn't the magnitude of what she expected or whatever, and people gave her a lot of crap for it. But so this is someone just posted a story to a wedding shaming Facebook group about a bride and a maid of honor who secretly charged the bridesmaids double for their dresses to try to scam money out of them for the bride's wedding dress.
You're kidding. I want you to be in my wedding and I'm going to scam you?
Yeah. Apparently, she and her maid of honor cooked up a scam where they'd tell the bridesmaids their dresses were $400, but the actual price was $200. Then they'd use the extra money to help pay for the bride's wedding dress.
You're kidding.
Scam fell apart, though, because of a little thing we call the internet. Mm-hmm. One of the bridesmaids went to the dress shop to try it on, and then the other ones looked it up online and found out that the cost is $200.
Busted.
So the bridesmaid that figured it all out confronted the maid of honor, who revealed the scam. According to the bridesmaid, four of us dropped out of the wedding immediately. That's just, there's so much cost involved with a wedding that you don't think about. These like little hidden surprise costs, like, oh, I've got to have this, I've got to have that.
Yeah.
Little things, like the knife that you cut the cake with,
right,
like down to those kind of details.
Yeah.
But the ladies or the men that you asked to stand up with you on such a big day, you should have the utmost love and respect for them because you're asking them to stand by you on the biggest day of your life. How could you, in good conscience, scam them to pay for your own dress?
You know what? Since I've heard about the details of yours, you know, as it was coming up, as you were getting to different levels of you know,
planning.
We have to do this, we have to do this, we have to do this. And Kristen, I went through that with Kristen. So I like the idea of these turnkey weddings.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, somebody who you just turn it over to and they take care of every, not every detail, you have to decide what dress you want to
wear.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about that you don't have to deal with all the intricate details.
Yeah, like from the tablecloths to the... Yeah. So my florist, which I loved the flowers for our wedding, especially the bridesmaids' bouquets, that was Dana's in Prattville. And I think Jackie's like doing like full-on wedding planning now.
Where you just say, here's
Like I think that's what she's...
Give me a price.
She's focused on. But she... She does an amazing job. Some of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Because it's just, man, it's fantastic.
It's an art of, I mean, there's so much.
It blows my mind how they can do that stuff. Like like flower balls. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't grow anything. I kept a fish alive for 6 weeks once, but and with the help of my husband, my cats are doing just fine.
I know yet another couple who went to the Justice of the Peace. They got, in other words, they got their license and they got married.
Yeah,
and they did it for no cost, and then they went on a wonderful cruise, and instead of the full cost of a wedding,
right?
Yeah, you know, when my mom got sick, which was shortly after we had got engaged, there was a very serious conversation when the outlook didn't look too good of us just knocking that out.
Right.
Because I wasn't going to get married without my mom there.
It's so expensive, though.
It is expensive.
I know,
but
it's a big day.
But husband had a good point. He was like, I don't want you to look back in a year or two and
say we didn't have,
and be like, we didn't have what we... Right. What we wanted.
I'm serious.
So we did, and it was beautiful, and God bless Capital City Club and Leslie Bailey.
Her food does not suck.
Okay. No.
No.
So much so that our photographers took like a couple hundred pictures of just all the food.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That massive slab of cow, whatever it was.
Roast beef.
Look, cow. I didn't sit where I sat by accident.
All the radio, like looking back through the pictures, all the radio people in like the
we segregated.
No, but y'all were all at the doors waiting for the doors to like the dining room to open. Like all the cocktail time pictures or whatever. When I look through those, I'll see like Baron and of course Kristen right by the door, ready to go in for the food. You guys
right
there.
The only people we knew.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we know them. I'm going to hang out with them.
Yeah, pictures of me looking at my watch. You know, when are they going to open those doors?
Yeah, I think they held the doors just a smidge too long, from what I understand. But yeah, so long story short, everybody knows that weddings are expensive. You shouldn't scam people that you're supposed to love and respect to get them to pay for your dress. You know, that could have been a thing where she, if she would have been upfront with them and said, hey, the dress of my dreams is like $600 over my budget, if you, instead of getting us any kind of gift or something like that, want to throw in towards it, if she would have been up front with them instead of trying to scam them,
just scam
it,
people
out differently.
Just scam it like everybody else does. Open up a GoFundMe. But make sure it's for something else, and then just, you know, spend it on a dress. That's how everybody else does it.
No, that's awful.
It is. It's very awful. So
awful.
We got random facts coming up next, but up first, traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your 7 o'clock rush hour traffic, and we are busy, but we are accident-free this morning. There's lots of traffic on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. If you're coming into town on the 31s, things look pretty good. There is a big crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area, so watch the cars around you there. And if you're on the interstates, everything is up to a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems for you this morning. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air with Life Flight. When seconds matter, trained professionals are there for you and those you love. Haynes Ambulance, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I have a knack for remembering special days in my life, and in July 1st, as a matter of fact, I will mark my 7th year as a food outlet shopper. Every week, every Sunday, I am there, and I am saving money. I am estimating over the first 6 years a minimum of $5,000 in savings. And that's real money to me. And it's in every department. First time I walked into food outlet, I noticed bananas were 46 cents a pound. And I've been paying 63 cents a pound at the big chain. So I thought, well, if this is the kind of savings I can enjoy as I go through the store, I'm going to like it here. And I do. Every week, I am there on Sunday morning saving money in every department. From dairy to the meat department, the best prices on bacon. Cuts that go for over $10 a pound now are under 10, well under 10 at Food Outlet. You'll save on chicken, beef, pork, and they have a butcher at Food Outlet to cut your steaks the way you like them. And in many instances, you'll save $2, $3, $4 a pound on steak. Don't let the mirage of the big chain stores fool you that they, because they have more buying power, are going to get you your food for less. It doesn't work that way. The bread department, for example, the house brand Surefine is excellent, whether it's condiments, soup, you name it. I use all of them. Their bread, especially, you can get bread for under a buck a loaf, a package of buns for 79 cents. They're $1.29 in the chains with their big buying power. So why don't you start an anniversary like mine? Try Food Outlet and really compare what you're paying there to what you're paying at the chains and start saving money. Three locations, twice a day, Millbrook on Highway 14, Main Street just west of Highway 31, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard, and maybe I'll see you there some Sunday morning.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This summer, brought to you by that guy who still wears a Speedo. He's got enough back hair to knit a sweater. He has a beer belly the size of a pony keg. Several gold chains dangle around his sweaty neck. He's balding. His skin is leathery, bronze, and greasy. And he's wearing a neon green Dayglow Speedo. A banana hammock. Summer and the guy who still wears a Speedo. Making us all wish we were blind.
And now a star is born. On June 25th, 1967, the world welcomed little baby Matt LeBlanc.
Doctor, how's he doing?
How are you doing?
Matt LeBlanc, a star is born.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Random.
Facts.
Sure.
What happened there?
Yeah, the original version. I just wasn't paying attention. Yes, that's how many you're going to get. Did you know? In 1904, tea bags were invented accidentally.
How?
Well, Thomas Sullivan, the inventor, decided that it was cheaper to send small samples to potential customers in silk bags instead of using the big bulky boxes. The recipients believed that they were meant to be dunked. And soon, Sullivan was flooded with orders for his tea bags.
And
please
now,
send me more.
You know the rest of the story.
And there you go. Did you know about something called the Demon Core?
What?
The Demon Core.
It's a little early for demons, don't you think?
I know.
Well, we kicked off the show with Devil Inside, so why not do the Demon Core?
Okay, right.
What about the Demon
It's a 6.2 kilogram mass of plutonium.
Ooh.
It was named such after it claimed the lives of two scientists at Los Alamos in 1945 and 1946.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the Demon
the
Core.
Demon Core.
Rated R. Now showing.
Now playing Demon Core.
Check newspapers for Showtime.
I can't do the movie guy.
With Kevin Spacey.
In a world where there's a core that's a demon.
Two scientists. Did you know that the last Rosie the Riveter was involuntarily laid off from her job at, get this, the age of 95?
Whoa.
In 2014.
My mom was one of those Rosie the Riveters.
Was she?
They pressed a lot of women into service during the war. She made munitions in Troy, New York. My dad used to kid mom because a lot of their munitions were sent back because they were defective from that particular place. Oh, well.
Yeah. Did you know that in the United Kingdom, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are called the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles because the word ninja was censored in the UK during that time.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hero instead of ninja.
So were Michelangelo's nunchucks, whatever they are. Those were censored as well. They couldn't show those. So anytime he had
the chucks in his hand.
Was it Heroes on a Half Shell?
Turtle Power.
Turtle Power! I was a big Ninja Turtle fan as a kid.
Me too. Did you know the expression, sweating like a pig?
Oh.
Which I just used.
It's pretty much nonsense because pigs do not sweat. They don't have sweat glands.
That's why they roll around in mud.
Yeah.
You'll see me doing that too.
Rolling around
in the mud?
Yeah, sweating like a pig first.
Just to cool off. You know what the button on top of a baseball cap is called?
No.
The button?
No, it's called a squatchy. I don't know why it's called that.
That's not real.
It is real. It's called a squatchy.
What does your dad do for a living? Well, he makes, he's the largest squatchy provider in Eastern North America.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a squatchy fortune in our family.
There's a Bigfoot joke here. I don't know where, but there's one.
Squatchy.
Sasquatchy.
Sasquatchy.
Did you know the northernmost sand dunes in the world are located in a fun place to say up in Canada, Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. That's always been a fun name to say.
It is. Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
What's the capital? Reykjavik? No.
That's Iceland.
Capital, let's see. Calgary, Alberta. Saskatchewan, it's... oh, my God. Saskatoon?
Oh,
jeez.
Is Saskatoon a thing?
What's the capital of Saskatchewan?
Regina is the capital of Saskatchewan.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
Regina?
Thank you. Then she called me an idiot. Regina.
Is Saskatoon real?
Saskatoon somewhere, yeah.
I'm going to look at Saskatoon.
Where is Saskatoon? Oh, never mind. No, she went to sleep.
I was about to say.
She went to sleep.
Or does it not exist?
It's in Saskatchewan.
Of course.
Saskatoon.
I would hope so.
South Saskatchewan. Saskatoon is the city straddling the South Saskatchewan River in Saskatchewan, Canada.
That's a lot of S's. Straddling the South.
There's a lot of sounds. Saskatoon, like Saskatoon City straddling the southern Saskatchewan River in Saskatchewan, Canada.
The east side is better than the west side, though, of Saskatchewan, if you've ever been there. Just nicer.
Did you know the 1946 film, It's a Wonderful Life?
No.
I know you don't know it.
Don't know it.
They pioneered a new way of making snow in film.
They won an Oscar for that.
Yeah, the special effects advisor created a mix of fomite, sugar, water, and soap flakes and pumped it through a wind machine to create fresh snow. Before that, snow was made from a white-colored cereal that would be used.
It was like cornstarch.
Yeah, and it was too loud because of its crunch.
Right. So the movie was made during an extreme heat wave in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. So extreme that they gave the whole crew a couple of days off because of the extreme heat. So you're looking at these snow scenes, and it looks so winterish, but it's extremely hot.
That's the only thing that's ever gotten me about fake snow is that, you know, when snow hits you, you're obviously a warmer temperature and the snow should melt.
Right.
But then, like, you see the television shows and stuff where, like, loads of snow accumulate on a person outside
which makes it never melt. Which makes it flaky.
Yeah. Frank Capra found the use of cornflakes too loud. Actors would step on the cereal and it would make a loud crunching sound, obscuring dialogue.
Right.
Films use this old method would just dub in dialogue afterwards, but Frank wanted his dialogue live. So he made his special effects advisor to create a new method. If his mix ran out, they had a fallback mix, which was asbestos and dolomite.
Oh, man.
Asbestos was actually used a lot in the 20s and 30s before the war made it a scant material. They probably did use it for a good portion of the movie, but...
Yeah, but let me just rain asbestos down on you.
Exactly. That was in Wizard of Oz, wasn't it?
In the poppy field?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was asbestos.
I think so. Hang on. I'll Google, but I'm in a very comfortable position in my chair.
And they they had a lot of makeup, which was
that makeup
almost toxic.
Killed what's his name?
Epson.
Epson, yeah.
Asbestos in Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz or the Wizard of Lethal Asbestos Exposure?
Yeah, they used it. Did you know? You would need to use a cotton tote bag for 11 and a half years to offset the environmental impact of creating it. And single-use plastic bags actually have the lowest environmental impact, providing that you also use it as a trash bag.
Yeah, which is, you know, how many times? And I know in my family, it's, you know, you're just gathering up some trash out of the car or something. Like,
right?
When you're cleaning out your car, it's like,
yeah,
oh, just go grab a Walmart bag because you have the extra Walmart bags or whatever. But didn't you get shamed in California?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, in California, plastic bags are not only non-existent. I mean, you're thought of as a lunatic if you have a plastic bag. Huh? Oh.
You simple-minded plebeian.
I thought you were that type. Damn plastic bag guy.
Now, this article is talking about incineration as the ideal method of disposal
of plastic bags.
Of plastic bags.
Okay,
so
I got
keep
you.
Keep that in mind, because there's plenty of plastic on the floor of the ocean that would prove otherwise.
Hand me a plastic bottle of water, will you?
Yeah. Did you know that a word that changes meaning when it's capitalized is called a capitonym?
Capitonym?
Yes. Examples?
What is an example? Give me an example.
I buy all my china in China.
Oh.
Yeah.
Red China?
No,
I'm just kidding.
This one says, there's a Polish museum in Chicago. On seeing a sign on the highway, a friend of mine said, hey, cool, there's a Polish museum here. I can't wait to see the Johnson Wax Wing. So Polish and Polish.
Yeah.
Do you have Polish
be different.
Sausage?
I've never had Polish sausage. What else? Is there any other ones in here?
I guess Dutch would be one. Like when you say, let's go Dutch. And then you're speaking about the Dutch people.
Right. That would be different. That would be
A capital.
A captainim.
Captainim.
El capitan.
Yes. And finally, did you know?
It's already 11.
Yeah, that's already 11.
What?
Yeah, they went by pretty fast. The first World Series, it's a baseball fact, which Greg is not here to tell me exactly what I was going to say anyway. The first World Series was played, do you know, Rich?
1923.
No, the teams.
No, the teams.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Twins.
It was played in 1884.
That's what I meant.
It was the Providence Grays.
Exactly the team I was thinking of.
Versus the New York Metropolitans.
The Mets!
Well, they were called the Metropolitans in 1884.
Yeah.
Also, the original New York Metropolitans played their last game at the Polo Grounds in 1885. And the modern-day New York Mets played their first game at the Polo Grounds in 1962.
How about that?
And the Polo Grounds now gone.
Yeah, those are your random facts.
Good job, Jay.
Thank you so much, Emily.
We might have you back tomorrow to do the same segment.
Why, I'd appreciate that so
Wouldn't
very much.
Wouldn't that be a feather in your cap?
I sent you one.
It truly would be. It truly, truly would.
Oh.
Now, normally we would
bless his heart. I do declare that was a good job, Jay.
Why, thank you, ma'am.
I'm going to have to sit up now out of my comfortable position in my chair. I feel like a peepaw. I just got comfortable in my chair.
Yes. that's a good question. We'll use that question, Rich.
Oh, did y'all conference?
Thank you.
Yeah, we conferenced real quick on a question.
All right, let me get my answer sheets ready.
So
for all the calls that are flooding in at 272-9228.
I'm going to throw the question out there, and then we'll get a look at traffic and stuff and take a look at it as soon as I can find that.
Oh, there it is.
Yay!
Thank you, Ben.
All right, here is your question now. This is for all the marbles of a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet.
Whoa, they're already calling.
What? You don't know the question yet.
You don't know the question.
Don't answer the phone yet. I'm not going to answer it.
Here's the question for you. What is the name of the button on top of a baseball cap?
Oh.
What is the name of the button that is on top of a baseball cap? Call us at 272-9228. 272-9228.
It's a wonderful life.
Asbestos.
All right, here we go.
And while Emily is getting the phones, we're going to take a look at traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the middle of our 7 o'clock rush hour, and we are starting to see our normal slowdown on I-65 southbound around the river bridges in the downtown area, so be careful there. If you're on I-85, we don't have any problems for you. The boulevard is packed full of traffic, and it's stop and go at the traffic lights, so watch the traffic around you there. And if you're coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231, there's a large crowd rolling with you. Let's be careful this morning. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from July 22nd to August 19th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we're back, and we got callers ready
to
play.
Look at all these people.
This game.
What have we done?
This is fantastic. All right, let's go to line two. It is Teddy B. Hey, Teddy. Teddy,
y'all.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Great.
Wonderful. And do you know the answer to this pop quiz? Do you know what the name of the button on top of a baseball cap is called?
A scroogey?
Oh, I don't think we can take that.
You're close, but that's not it.
We can't take that, but it's, you know.
You're real close.
I mean, yeah.
But that's not it.
Thanks, Teddy, but.
Dang it, I wanted some delicious steaks from Food World. Well, okay, well, God bless you. All right,
thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Food Outlet. Yeah, let's try Elizabeth M. Hey, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am terrific.
Now, Teddy got real close with that guess, but it wasn't exactly what it was. Do you know what the name of the button on top of a baseball cap is called?
A squatchy.
A squatchy.
That's exactly right.
Yay! You got it right.
Yay.
Ooh.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Congratulations. You got yourself a $10 gift certificate, two food outlets.
Thank you.
Three locations to pick from in Prattville, Millbrook, and right here in Montgomery as well.
Hey, Elizabeth, by any chance, do you know the capital of Saskatchewan?
Oh, my goodness. You Googled that or asked.
Oh, that's
I cannot remember.
That's okay. It's Regina. I was just
Regina.
Wondering.
Regina.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right, don't go anywhere. Right, hang on the line.
Okay.
Line.
Yep. All right. Wonderful. Now,
Mr. Sandman.
We get to talk to David Justice over at Mr. Sandman. Hey, David.
Hey, David.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I am good. Mm-hmm. I was just sitting here wondering how you got Metropolitans on the back of a jersey.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really, yeah. Yeah, finally somebody just said, can we just call it Mets?
Can we just call them the Mets? The Metropolitans. We're the Metropolitans, sir.
Did you have a good night's sleep on your mattress last night?
Yeah, I'm still on my mattress right now.
Oh, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Oh, to be you right now. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, we had a very physical day yesterday. We were putting out a lot of new mattresses. Got Simmons, the Beauty Rest mattresses out, the... Got a lot of the new Serta's out, some Jamesons that we actually had to, I got a big stock order in a week and a half ago, and I'm already having to order another big stock because people would love it. If you like a plush mattress, we've got some fabulous, really nice, soft, cushy mattresses. But we also actually got too many really hard mattresses. I'm not talking about firm. I'm talking about rock hard. But didn't feel that hard when I laid on them. It didn't seem like. Before I bought them, but we have a lot of people wanting those. And
some people do. Some people like the hard mattresses.
David, what do you find is most popular? The real hard ones or the real soft ones or the ones that right in the middle? Or what do you find?
The Goldilocks,
in the middle.
Yeah, in
the middle really is most popular now. The younger people like the really soft ones. You know, young girls and young guys like to just squish down into a mattress. Some of the older people have had hard mattresses their whole life, and they still think that's what they need. You don't really need a hard mattress. You need good support, and you can have some padding on top of it to eliminate pressure points so you don't toss and turn nearly as much. And really, as you get older, your hips and your shoulders, when you sleep on your side on a hard mattress, it just really irritates them. So you need some padding on it, but you got to have good support also. And you can get those anywhere from good inexpensive ones, you know, under $500 for a good queen or king set, all the way up to, you know, we got some that run to the thousands that are just amazing mattresses. But if you want the very best super plush mattress you will find anywhere, we've got one now from Jameson that is just heavenly. I mean, it's just wonderful. But you know, it runs about $2,000 for the king. But it is oh, man, I want one so bad. But it's thick, and my wife can't get into bed with it. So, but that's okay. I'll survive it. But we've got these. Everything's on sale. We're having a good sale. My anniversary sale will end tomorrow, Jay, after I cut my commercial.
That's right. And we're coming by tomorrow.
Right. And we're going to have a Independence Day sale.
That's a great idea. You know why? Because yeah. Independence Day is like a week. It's like next week.
Yeah. And I will go ahead and say that Wednesday and Thursday, we will be closed next week. We're going to go have a party.
I hear you.
So, you know, we're going to rock out and party for 2 days. So,
yeah.
No, really, nobody buys mattresses on the 4th of July. It's just not a mattress buying day.
Hey, honey, what do you want to do today?
Let's go somewhere.
Let's go buy a mattress.
And we recognize that, and I want my people to have a good time. They work hard. So,
Wednesday and Thursday, you'll be off, but you'll be open on Friday.
Be open Friday and Saturday. Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And the sale will still be on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the sale will still be on. We're gonna milk it for another week or so.
Hey, what are your hours going on this week?
10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, and Mondays we're actually closed on Mondays in the Millbrook store now.
Okay.
We're shorthanded up there.
Yeah.
But it'll be 10 to 6 every day except Wednesday and Thursday up there.
Okay.
And Monday. And everything's on sale, and come see us.
All right. All right,
go back to sleep, man.
I'm sleeping too.
Yeah, later.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I'll be seeing him tomorrow, actually. He's coming in. All right, so what is next on our list here? What do we got? What do we normally do? I haven't looked at the list.
What are we going to do now?
Good for nothing, Jay.
The impossible questions. I didn't look at those. The conundrums.
Oh, Rich and I agreed.
So, you know.
Well, somebody did a double click.
You know who did that?
Probably.
Rich Thomas.
Oh.
In other words,
we've, I think the bottom one is better, but I think we did it like maybe 3 years ago, but it's worth doing again.
I think.
I think I can word that top one and be a little bit different on it.
Oh, is the top one about?
There you go.
Oh, okay. Either one.
I like the top one the best.
Either one.
We're going to think about this, and when we come back, we'll have a question for you here in just a bit.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll do a... I didn't see... Was there a Truth or Baloney in that list?
I didn't see one.
We did that yesterday. I like to...
We did.
I like to keep it fresh. I can change it up for the people.
So we'll come up. We'll have a conundrum coming up, and you can win a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro, which our winner came by and picked up yesterday, got the tickets to the Biscuits game for tomorrow night.
Awesome.
And picked up the Seafood
Bistro. That's like dinner in a game.
When they come by and it's one of us that are covering the front and they come to pick up the Seafood Bistro gift card, and my favorite ones are the ones that are like, I'm going right now. I've stockpiled some winnings, and I'm going.
I'm gonna take that long drive from where we are right now.
Right, just around the corner down
here. Mine are the ones that win in the morning with us and then say, are you Joey?
Get ready to go 0 to 60K at Wind Creek Montgomery. Take the fast track to excitement and win your share of $60,000 or a 2019 Dodge Charger. Earn chances to win every Wednesday in June, and at the weekly drawing starting at 6 p.m., you could win a share of $5,000 free play. Then, at the grand prize drawing on June 26th, we're giving away a Dodge Charger SXT in our 0 to 60K giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru. Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From the Fox Business Network, Botox maker Allergan is being sold to drug company AbbVie. The cash and stock merger plan would value Allergan at more than $61 million. AbbVie was formerly part of Abbott Laboratories. Eldorado Resorts has a deal to merge with Caesars Entertainment. But if it walks away from the deal, it will owe Caesars a breakup fee of more than $418 million. And if the deal is rejected by shareholders, each will owe expenses up to $50 million. Home builder Lennar is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. Though the average price of a home declined, Lennar says that's because its Texas home buyers were buying more affordable homes. Beyond Meat shares are losing ground after news that Whole Foods has selected a British competitor, the Meatless Farm, to supply its plant-based burgers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A newly filed lawsuit says an elderly woman suffered a heat stroke after being left in a van at an assisted living facility. The alleged incident happened at Elmcroft of Halcyon. The woman was taken to the hospital and is currently in the ICU. The facility has not responded to requests for comment. The search for new police and fire chiefs is now underway in Selma. City council members will vote on an interim police chief tonight. The council is also creating two search committees to help find permanent chiefs. And there's a new mural in the city of Troy. The downtown mural pays tribute to the people and places that helped lay the foundation for the city. Troy University graduate Alex McClendon was chosen as the artist for the project. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Oh, hi. Hi, Andrew. Did you know it's going to be another hot day today? A good bit of sunshine. That's right. With a high temperature up to about 93, the heat index actually may stay below 100. I mean, it may be 99 or 100, but yeah. But when it's not 109... You know, that's a victory. But not too far from normal today with the risk of some random showers.
Is there much of a difference between 100 and 109?
I know, people are going, feel it? That's the cool breeze out here. No, not really. Tonight slowed down to about 73, but we'll take anything that moves in the right direction. Tomorrow, with a high temperature in the low to mid-90s, there'll be more spotty random afternoon and evening storms around. Then as we get closer to the weekend, there'll be more storms on the radar. I don't want you to think, oh, Rich said it's going to rain all weekend. No, Rich did not say that. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there'll be more storms to go around, but not necessarily every town will get one. High temperatures in the lower 90s. Right now, this morning, it's partly cloudy. The dew point is 70, and normally I would tell you that's an awful, awful number. But it's an improvement over what we had Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so it feels slightly better. Calm winds now at 745.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
It's just a fun word to say. Kasasa.
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 Okay.
Did you hear about the New Jersey pizzeria that attempted the world's largest pizza flag?
No. Flag?
Pizza flag. It is 9 foot by 4 foot.
With, what?
With blue mozzarella cheese and, yeah. So, it's one of their, I guess it's a yearly event. There, and I don't know if there's a box big enough for that, but yeah, 9 feet by 4 feet. and I guess it's hand tossed. How could that be? How could you hand toss?
If you hand if you tossed it in sections.
Oh.
Like obviously, oh. I couldn't even imagine throwing dough.
Have you ever seen that? They're really.
I've
good
done that.
Oh, really?
I did that.
It's pretty amazing.
I mean, I know that my stories go on.
No, but I
in high school.
Was it that they do
Coleman?
No, I started in Fairhope.
Okay.
At Godfather's Pizza, and then when I moved to Coleman, I worked at Domino's.
Mm.
When I was in high school, I got a job the day I turned 15. I had the job the last day I was 14, and then I got my worker's permit that morning, and then was officially hired when I turned 15.
That wouldn't be bad.
Been working ever since, y'all. And it's easy. It's easy to toss pizza dough for anybody that wants to know. Just try with like a hand towel at home.
They're doing it for summer movie night kickoff event, and obviously it's to coincide with the 4th of July, which is coming up real soon. Can you believe that Monday is the first day of July?
That's Golly.
I mean, where did June go?
Yeah. Mm. Pretty fast.
Yep.
All right, we got a pop quiz. A conundrum. It's not a pop quiz. We have a conundrum. And this is the question.
What is it for? This is for a food outlet?
This is for a seafood bistro.
Seafood bistro.
Yeah. Gotcha. $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro.
Gotcha.
And we'll be talking about that coming up here in just a bit as well. But here is your question. What is the most common item in the bathroom area that is not used for bathing?
Bathroom area.
The most common item in the bathroom area that is not used for bathing.
Call me, Alabama, 272-9228.
I sort of want to be a little Wheel of Fortune and, like, give some obvious of, like, it's not this or this.
No. So, let's see what we get first.
Okay.
And then, you know, let our listeners present their best offer, and then let's counter.
All right.
What is the most common item in the bathroom area that is not used for bathing? Call us at 272-9228 if you think you know the answer.
Oh, look at that!
It's already
lit up like part of a Christmas tree.
She's going to be one of the loudest old ladies when she gets old.
When she gets old.
But yeah. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You know exactly what I
mean.
She's now swatting them like they're bugs. As the lights continue to light up, we do have a lit board.
We do. Let's try William B. Hey, William B.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Hey, everybody doing pretty good. We haven't talked to you in a while. You called earlier about the pop quiz, so I'm sorry I didn't get you.
I got in a traffic situation and had to hang up.
Well, hopefully everything's good out there right now.
Yeah, I'm on Troy Highway headed to Troy right now. So.
What is this non-cleaning item?
What is the most common item in the bathroom area that is not used for bathing?
Okay. What's
the
first letter of your
last name? I'm going to guess a scale.
Scale?
That's a great answer.
Fantastic answer, but not,
that's not what we're looking for.
Oh, well.
But that is a great answer.
That is really good.
But not the one.
I didn't think about that one.
No.
Yeah.
All right, so we got scale. Right. Thanks, William.
Thanks.
Kuta. Hello, Kuta.
Yes, I would guess a toilet brush.
A toilet brush is probably a very common item in the bathroom area that is not used for bathing,
I hope.
At least for most people.
Y'all have a great day.
Me thanks.
Too. Cindy is calling us. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, how are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Cindy.
Good.
Cindy.
What's up? Do you know what this item might be, this non-bathing item?
I
want to
say the mirror.
Pretty much every bathroom has a mirror.
Has a mirror, right?
And I
never have used it for bathing.
Nor have I.
So that's not what we're looking for, but that's a good answer.
I've had to use it to see things that I can't see elsewhere.
Right.
Like, what is this on the back of my head?
Yeah,
I can't get the mirror angled right. I've gone in there with like two or three different mirrors in my hand trying to bank the angle so I can see.
And sometimes I hate that mirror.
A specific spot.
Sometimes I hate that mirror.
Yeah.
But thank you. Appreciate
it,
Cindy.
Welcome.
Thanks, Cindy. What else we got? Joseph. Hey, Joseph.
Good morning.
What's up?
Morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Waiting on going fishing here this morning. I heard a call.
Who are you fishing?
toilet paper is going to be the most
common. Oh, okay.
Thing
that's a very obvious answer, and I've never bathed with that either. But
it is, but no, that's
not the
one
we're looking for.
Not the one we are looking for, so thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
And finally, we got John B.
Hey, good morning. Well, hey. I was going to go with toilet paper, but how about soap dispenser?
I'm sorry, which one?
Soap dispenser.
Oh, soap dispenser. Well, that's technically you could bathe with.
You could bathe with this. Well, not the dispenser itself.
No, not the dispenser, but but that's not what we're looking for in this case, okay?
All right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was going to do something. Yeah, I was going to give you, like, it's not the soap dispenser, the mirror.
Right, it's not the light. It's not the
right,
switch.
Exactly.
It's there's something else that if you look around your bathroom, a lot of bathrooms have one.
Yep.
And it's the most popular item according to this particular survey.
Yeah, let's take a break real quick and get these other calls. We're going to get a look at traffic real quick and come back and get these answers here.
Kevin, what's the first letter of your last name?
In just a moment, we will do that as soon as I can get everything queued up again and have it ready to go.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the Tuesday rush hour, and things are really busy out on the roadways. The boulevard is pretty crowded this morning. Be careful around the intersections, especially around I-85 and down around the Troy Highway. If you're on the 31s, there's lots of folks rolling with you this morning. Just be careful we don't see any major delays or hang-ups. And the interstate system is moving along pretty well this morning. I-85's up at a speed limit right, and I-65 is moving along pretty well this morning, but you will slow down when you approach the downtown area, so watch the traffic around you there. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Professional, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
So, I'm about 20 minutes into a little time off, and I get a call from my tenant saying, I've got to be out by July 1st, so it's time to sell my nice little piece of heaven with all the upgrades inside. So I had to think, well, who am I going to list this with? And it took me less than 1 second to call Eddie Bader at 322-0662 and give the listing to him. Now, it's not just information that I pass along to you. I know Eddie. I have watched Eddie. He lives and breathes this. So one thing I'm confident about is he's going to make every effort to get this place seen and sold. And it really is a nice place. But he's got listings all over the river region. If you're getting ready to sell, he's the guy you want to call because, like I said, it's 24-7 with Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group, 322-0662. And if you're looking for a place to rent or buy, Eddie can help you there too. He's got the pulse of the market. 322-0662 for Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
All right, let's get back to our calls here for this conundrum question here, what is the most... She's yawning earlier. Now she's just wired as hell.
I think coffee's kicking in.
What is the most common item in the bathroom area that is not used for bathing? Let's take Kevin's call. Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Well, hey, how's it going?
I'm trying to find an answer to this question here. We got a lot of great guesses. What's your thought?
Well, I hope I got it. I hope nobody ever uses this but the toilet.
Oh.
Okay, no.
Well, if you're...
And,
depends on the animal you are. Some use it for drinking and bathing.
That's not what we're looking for.
Sandwich.
And
all right.
Let's hope none of us use it for bathing.
Yeah, thank you so
there
much.
There you go.
All right.
Now, y'all don't forget that just by calling in, you're qualified for the end of the week segment.
That's right. We're still keeping a list of names here.
Which
and we're checking them twice.
Me.
Michael, you're on that list. Hey, Michael.
Hey.
I am going to say a toothbrush.
Toothbrush, that's a good one. Right. Hasn't been guessed yet, but that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good morning.
Yeah, that'd be a tough bathe.
Tough bathe, wouldn't it? Oh, that's scratchy. Hey, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to say some smell good spray.
Spray.
You know, you're sort of on to something.
You are.
You're on to something, but that's not what we're looking for.
You're actually kind of close, and if you really think about it, you should call back and guess again.
It smells okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's going to help some folks, I hope.
Yeah, let's go to Kathy here. Hey, Kathy.
How about deodorant?
That smells good, but that's not what we're looking for. That last answer was one of the closest we had.
Yeah, we're really in a good ballpark here.
We're in a nice ballpark, a good-smelling ballpark. Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I would say, where are we at Petco Field? Where are we? I was sick that day, that night, I think it was, I was running the fever, and I just happened to be watching, and I was like, wait a second.
You watched a game.
Yeah, they're at San Diego.
Yeah.
And there's the field that Rich
cool.
was at.
Yeah. And I remember you texting me. Yeah, I love that park.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm really good. Trying to get this question right. What's your guess?
Pine Sol.
Okay. Now... it smells.
It smells, but it's not the one we're looking for. Boy, we are really, really just kind of...
Boy, Pine Sol can knock you out.
Sometimes.
Really? Yeah. My God.
Make you feel good. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
You'll have a great day.
Yeah. We're looking for the answer to this question. What is the most common item in the bathroom area that is not used for bathing? And Anna may have the answer. Hey, Anna.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you know what the answer is? Do you have a guess?
Candles.
Let me think.
You're absolutely correct.
That's it.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
You got it.
It's like a silent drum roll.
Yeah, we don't have one.
We don't have one.
I'm
we
sure
don't
it
have
exists.
The 40 hotkeys that would have just played.
Yeah, exactly.
If Greg was here.
You got the question right.
That's exactly what we were looking for. Candles, yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody had said a... dispenser of smelly whatever they said, but so
yeah,
it was something to smell